Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's move now to the case of the Wellington pigeon pincher, or potentially pinchers. We are not talking about the feathered kind here. In 2022, Wellington NZ commissioned the creation of some bronze pigeons, statues, to celebrate the city's business community. But now, two of the statues have disappeared, leaving some Wellingtonians in a flutter asking, what kind of person would steal a brass pigeon? Well, to help us answer that, we sought out the pigeon's creator, Wellington artist Jonathan Campbell. I spoke to him earlier today, and we began with the pigeon's origin story.
It came about through Wellington NZ because they were doing a promotion on 10 diverse and successful businesses in Wellington, and they went to a company called 81 who came up with the concept of having pigeons, and each pigeon were doing something slightly different or interacting with something slightly different that reflected that business. So forgive me because I can't remember exactly the next business that went with each pigeon, because I spent 6 months making sort of changing design. So, you know, one's on a calculator, one's sitting on a pile of coins, there's a flying along the side of a building with a paper bag of takeaways. So really diverse compositions for each sculpture, and they are all right in the centre, all around the central city. And with it, Wellington NZ, there was a filmed ad campaign and interviews with those respective businesses on their websites and social media and stuff. So it was a sort of small part of a larger campaign, so sort of the permanent part.
Yeah. They're all doing different things, and they all have different names and stuff like that, eh? I mean, from your point of view, as the one who created them, how do you kind of feel about them? Do they all have different personalities for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm addicted to sculpting. I just make stuff. Look, if people don't like it or love it, I'll make it anyway. Yeah. And each one, as I made them, I sort of made sure that I did my job really well. And then once they got installed in town, I wasn't too sure. I never really sort of, you know, because we had deadlines and stuff, so half the time I was looking at the clock thinking, shit, let me get more. I better get these done in time. And then once they got put in town, it was amazing. I got sent tons of emails and things, and people who had taken kids, because Wellington NZ had a sort of map that went with them, so a bit of a tour of the city and tick these off as you went around. And then other people, we had names for them. Each one for us was just named after the businesses we did them to make sure we'd done all the sort of specs right and stuff. And everyone else gave them, picked names for them. And then I think Wellington NZ sort of worked in with that and would do these little things. How about we name this one? And yeah, so it ended up being getting a lot more attention than I probably expected to, because they are small in scale. I never really thought about them. You know, you wondered if people would even notice some of them.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has some favourites. And then this far down the track, and you know, that's why we're so surprised. Two of them have completely gone.
Well, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? So, I mean, the backstory to this, obviously, as I mentioned in the intro, there seems to be a pigeon thief on the loose. So, what's actually the story? Some of them have gone missing.
Yeah. So there's been one stolen. He got found again because he was bolted to a really heavy table. So I don't think they could. I think they gave up and dropped at the top of the steps somewhere because it was hard. These other two, the one that was about Richard and Tanya with Weta Workshop.
Yeah.
And then I think they're actually these last two have gone quite quickly. There's not much gap between them. They've both been quite recent. But no idea where. But I mean, I'm like you. I think definitely sitting on a student flat, probably having a, you know, and I actually don't mind that. I think that's quite nice.
Okay, let's get into that because I love this. I was saying to the listeners, we were talking before we started recording, and I said, you know, I went to varsity in Dunedin, and I'll tell you what, if 10 decorative pigeons went up in Dunedin, I would be surprised if they lasted 24 hours. You're almost certain that a student would have taken this. They're probably in some student flat's backyard at the moment, and you quite like that idea.
Yeah, I don't think some middle-aged person would have taken it, because you'd probably get told off by your friends. Some students, you know, they can absorb a lot more of this type of thing, and it would be they would love it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, someone else, I think a dumb straight out theft would be a bit boring, and like, what would you do with it? So I would put money on it being students.
And I mean, how do you kind of feel about it? Because I guess it's. That they're artworks, you know, they were commissioned by Wellington, but they're works of art. And oftentimes the thing that makes a work of art really transcendent or more interesting is the story behind it.
Yeah, well, and this one is slightly different because the way these went in was they were never designed to be permanent artworks. So
right.
I think the initial idea is they would be there for a couple of years. So it's slightly different because I work on a lot of civic projects as well where there's statues that
yeah.
we know we're pulling in, and until an asteroid hits us, they're going to be stuck on that street type thing. Whereas this one, these ones, we sort of always knew. So, and we all talked about it. We said, well, man, these are going to be tempting. So I quite like the fact that, because I'd sort of forgotten about them, and sometimes I'm in town and walk past them and go, that's right. and then sort of completely forget about them, and now this whole other story arrives. And I thought it was very funny because someone sent me a photo of where the last pigeon was taken from, and that set up candles and put flowers and stuff.
Oh,
some sort of tragedy.
There's a memorial for it.
So
oh, that's beautiful.
That was funny. So now that's, and I find that's probably more interesting than what I had sitting there before. So people will be stopping, look at that, wondering what the, you know, they probably think it's some quite morbid, serious event taking place. But it's the loss of a bronze bird.
The loss of a bronze pigeon. No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And it was quite funny because in the photos too, someone sent me one. It was real pigeon. They're all where that particular one was. They're just, you know, more pigeons and pedestrians.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I love it. I think it's, I've got no problem with it. If we'd made a sculpture and it was, you know, one of the sort of other ones projects we work on where you've, you know, you've designed it to be there for 50 years, someone's stolen up a scrap or something, that's,
yeah.
You know, that's a sort of where you have to always think about in our industry, but the bronze value in these things is not, you know, the value of what I do is the time and effort that goes into making them, not the material itself.
Yeah, right.
So that's not at that scale anyway.
Yeah, so no one's going to get rich off taking these down and melting them and selling the raw materials back to you or anything like that.
No, not at all. So that, and everything, every time these things happen with this particular bunch of birds, we just think, oh, well, students are doing it. I mean, the guys that ripped the tabletop off, I mean, they'd probably definitely had a few drinks to adrenaline and strength, because that was a heavy table.
Well, I mean, imagine what it must have been like to get the pigeon off in the first place. You know, it would have been like, I mean, you see before, it would have been like the sword from the stone, extracting Excalibur from the rock. It must have been an incredible moment for the people involved.
Yeah, I know. I think it's there's a hero out there now. It's good. So I hope, you know, it will be, you know, proudly in someone's flat. Someone will dob someone in probably eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe the thieves will get robbed themselves. I don't know.
Mate, it'll probably turn up on TikTok before the cops find it. That's probably how they'll find it.
Yeah, someone will post something silly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Someone who rang me, the lady from Stuff, was saying that, I don't know, I don't follow Reddit or anything like that, but she'd seen someone going, oh, is it some party? Well, I think it's in the article, isn't it, at the bottom?
Yeah.
And someone reckons that it's all and say, yeah, but no, good on them. It's,
exactly, yeah. The mystery of the missing pigeon. Oh, someone will write a book about it one day.
And there's still 8 left out there.
Yes, exactly. Well, I suppose they're targets now, though, aren't they? They're going to need some bodyguards.
It sounds like we're challenging them.
Hey, I mean, stepping back a little bit, so you run your own foundry. What is that sort of involved? You mentioned that you largely produce sculptures exclusively, is that right?
Yeah, so I trained in an art background when I left school. I went to Fitzroy and did fine arts. And then I worked in a foundry for a bit and then set my own up. I was very young, I was 22 when I set it up,
yeah.
Pretty green. And so what I do, we do a process called lost wax bronze casting, which is pretty much specific for sculpture, the process we use. So it's a very, I won't go into the details of the process. It's an ancient process and it's long-winded. There's about 14 stages from where to go. There's lots of mould making and burning wax out, molten metal, which is the foundry part of the name.
Yeah.
So by doing that over the last 32 years, it's been amazing. So I've worked with lots of incredible artists over the years and did some work, for example, on Lord of the Rings with Weta and people like that. So, and they're still very supportive of me down here now.
All right. For people who are interested in your work from hearing this, how do they find out more? Do you guys have a website?
No, I'm slack at that stuff. I've got the domain name. One day in the next 10 years, I'm going to actually do something. But no, I've got an Instagram account that has, it's LostWax10, the number 10.
Uh-huh.
And the work one's Lost Wax Wellington. So that gives an... I'm a bit slack at updating those things.
Lost Wax 10 and...
That gives a good idea about...
Exactly.
...different types of work we get involved with and what it looks like.
I love it. Jonathan, it's been lovely chatting to you this evening. Thanks very much for your time, and I'm glad that you're happy with the fate of the pigeons, regardless of what it is, you know, that puts a smile on my face.
Good, no problem.
That is Jonathan Campbell, the Wellington artist who created those 10 bronze pigeons back in 2022, some of which have now gone missing. And if you have information about their whereabouts, you should probably tell the police. You can get in touch with us as well. knights@rnz.co.nz is our email address.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.